Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Ask the average person and they might not know what lupus is. But lupus is more common and severe in Asians, where the prevalence is reported to be about 2 to 3 times higher than in Caucasians. There are between 4,000 to 5,000 patients with lupus in Singapore alone. Today on Health Suites, we get a better understanding of lupus. Next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm joined on the phone today by Dr. Chua Ting Yu, Associate Consultant, General Medicine, Sengkang General Hospital. Today we take a closer look at lupus. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you for having me on the show today.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Now, perhaps you can start by telling us what lupus actually is.
Yeah. So lupus is an autoimmune condition. The immune system, which normally protects us against infection and illness, starts to attack the body's own tissues instead. It is a long-term condition that can cause inflammation in the skin, organs, and in various other places in the body. There are two main types of lupus, namely discoid lupus and systemic lupus erythematosus, in short, SLE. So today we are focusing primarily on systemic lupus erythematosus. So SLE can affect many parts of the body in several ways. It can range from mild to severe.
Okay, so there's two types of lupus. Is one more severe than the other, or are they about the same?
Discoid lupus mainly referring to the condition affecting the skin, whereas the systemic lupus erythematosus can affect multiple organs.
It sounds like that one could be potentially the more serious of the two. Okay. Who gets lupus?
So lupus is much more common among women than men. Rarely lupus can affect children, but it's unusual before the age of 5. Lupus also had more severe clinical manifestation in Asian than in Caucasian.
Okay, so Asians, more women than men, and children, it can develop in children, but it's very rare.
Yes.
Okay, when you say women, what age group of women would you say most commonly would come in and be diagnosed with lupus?
Yeah, typically the childbearing age, but we do see more elderly nowadays with the aging population.
Okay, so you could go through the early part of your life, your teen years, maybe even your early 20s, and not have lupus, have no signs of it, and suddenly one day you could get diagnosed with it.
Yes, in the 30s, 40s, probably in the elderly as well.
If somebody in your family, say a mother or a sister, has lupus, would it be prudent for other female members of the family, direct family, to take a test? Is there even a test to see if you have lupus?
All right. So that's not necessary or recommended, mm-hmm. But it can be made aware of the signs and symptoms to watch out for.
Right.
And if they do develop some of those, they can raise it up to their primary care physician to get it screened and checked earlier, because of earlier diagnosis do help in terms of achieving a better control.
All right, let's talk about the causes and some of the symptoms we should be looking for with lupus.
Yeah, so it's unclear why some people get lupus and why some don't. It's thought to be the result of a mix of genetic, hormonal, and environmental factors.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the immune system makes proteins called antibodies that fight infection. But in lupus, the body also makes autoantibodies that are similar, but attack the body's own tissues instead. We're not sure why this happens. There are some factors that probably make this more likely, such as an infection or an illness, strong sunlight, hormonal changes such as during puberty, smoking, or some medications. So in the case of medications in use, this is known as drug-induced lupus. And this usually gets better when people come off the medication that causes it.
Okay. Now, my understanding of lupus is once you have it, you're pretty much going to live with it for the rest of your life.
There's no cure, but it can be under control and they can live a normal life.
Right. So the one exception would be if it was drug-induced lupus.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, what are the symptoms? What are we looking for if we think maybe we might have lupus?
Yeah. So the three most common symptoms of lupus are joint pain, skin rashes, which may become noticeable after being out in the sun, or extreme tiredness known as fatigue. Some people with lupus will only have these symptoms, though they can still have a big impact on daily life. Other general symptoms are ulcers in the mouth or nose, hair loss, fever, weight loss, or swelling of the lymph glands in the neck, armpits or groin, or under the chin, depression or anxiety. So lupus can affect many different parts of the body, and when internal organs such as the heart, lungs, brain or kidneys are involved, it can be much more serious. So for someone with lupus, it's important to have regular checkups and to report any new symptoms to their specialist doctor. Most people will only have one of or a few of the possible symptoms, and many people find that the symptoms come and go.
Okay, now it sounds like from the list of symptoms that you spoke of that it could be mistaken for a lot of other things as well. If you're trying to figure out what's wrong with me, doc, I don't feel myself, I get tired, I'm getting these rashes after a day at the beach, but it could be a lot of other things as well. When do doctors zoom in and test for lupus?
Yeah, so the symptoms are really very general.
Right.
But if it's persistent and it's really doesn't feel like the normal, probably some cold or flu can also cause the symptoms. But if it's persistent and it's not going away, it's better to get it checked.
Mm-hmm.
And then the primary care physician may run some tests, and if it's consistent or there's some suspicion in the test, then they probably will do a further test and refer accordingly.
Okay, now, yeah. How likely is lupus to affect me? I'm a woman, childbearing years, all that stuff. I don't have it now, I know that. But how likely would it be to affect me?
Yeah, so the symptoms vary greatly between people who have it. Treatments have improved a lot in recent years. So most people with lupus can live normal life. And also the earlier the diagnosis is reached, the better the chances of keeping this condition under control.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is still a serious condition and can even be life-threatening in some situations when people's vital organs are affected. But most people don't have serious complications. So if you have any new symptoms or concerns, talk to your doctor. The regular checkups with the doctors and nurses are important to look for any of the serious complications linked with this condition.
Okay.
And form a support system, a good doctor-patient relationship, and support from family and friends can help you cope with this chronic and often unpredictable illness. And if you are a young woman with lupus and wish to have a baby, carefully plan your pregnancy when your lupus is stable. Discuss with your doctor so that medications that can be harmful during pregnancy will be avoided.
Okay, so I was going to bring that up. You said the childbearing years, so that's a period of time when women want to have those children, and if they have the complication of lupus, do they have to tell their OBGYN and work with their OBGYN through the 9 months of pregnancy if they have lupus?
Yes, if they have lupus, it's best to tell the OBGYN at the beginning, mm-hmm. or even when they're in the planning stage for conception.
Right.
So that those harmful medications can be avoided before the start of planning, and also to be advised on the suitability of pregnancy.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about some of the treatments. How is, you've said if you're screened early and you're diagnosed early, it's better for your management of lupus. So how is lupus treated?
Yeah. So there are many advances in medications to treat lupus in the past, 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's no cure, but it can be very well treated so that the condition is quiet and can live a normal life. So the medications used to treat lupus will depend on how serious it is and which parts of the body are affected. And the treatments will probably be changed or adjusted as the symptoms flare up or improve. So it is important for the patient to keep to the medications faithfully, work closely with the doctor and feedback on the side effects that you experience so that the doctor can address your concern and clarify any queries you may have about the medications.
Does that mean that once you are diagnosed with lupus, you're potentially going to be on medication to manage it for the rest of your life?
So when the disease is active, there'll be likely an increase in the dosage or the different types of medications required.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's well controlled, some of the medications can be reduced in dose, but most of the time there will still be some minimal medications at the background to make sure that the lupus is controlled and not a flare up.
Okay, so even when it's well managed and you're feeling great, some kind of medication.
Yes, most of the time. So it really depends on the condition and also the discussions with the doctor and see how possible it is to keep to any minimal amount of medication.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about lupus flare-ups? I mean, maybe some of us have heard of it, but we don't know what that is.
Yeah. So the flare-up will be most of the time, the symptoms that probably first present with like joint pain, a prolonged fever, or sometimes the flare-ups can also affect new organs, meaning that when the lupus was first diagnosed, certain organs were not involved, and when the flare-up comes, a new organ involvement happens. That's also possible. So drugs are important in controlling lupus, but there's also a lot you can do yourself to help manage the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Having a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and not smoking will help reduce the risk of developing the more serious complications of lupus. And there are also a lot of support groups available. The Lupus Association Singapore is one of the self-help groups dedicated to provide support for patients and their families. The group aims to assist lupus patients by providing practical support and by giving people the opportunity to share their experiences with others and support each other who have lupus.
Okay. Before I let you go, I have one last question. Are there any foods or things that they should have more of? You know, sometimes they say eat this, it's good for you, or eat that. In the case of lupus, are there foods, are there vegetables that you should eat if you have lupus?
So generally, no specific things to avoid. We will normally advise a healthy, balanced diet.
Mm-hmm.
But if one is on the medication for lupus, because the medications are mostly immunosuppressant, meaning they suppress the immune system. So we would avoid raw or not food that's not fully cooked. That's because you want to avoid any risk of infection.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
This has been a great conversation. I think you've given us a much better understanding of what lupus is. If somebody is thinking that they have lupus, so they go to their primary care practitioner first?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, Doctor. We've been speaking with Dr. Chua Ting Yu, Associate Consultant General Medicine, Sengkang General Hospital. Doctor, thank you for the time and for
thank
the information.
You. Yep, thank you for having me.
In my pleasure. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.